Sean Diddy Combs not guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering, convicted on two other charges, date modified colon 2025-07-02T15:29:22.449Z, description colon A New York jury clears Combs of the most serious charges, but finds him guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, Diddy cleared of sex trafficking and racketeering, convicted on two other charges, 4 hours ago, save, Madeline Halpert and Sakshi Venkatraman BBC News, New York reporting from court, save, watch, BBC reporter inside courtroom on reaction as Diddy verdict read music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has been found not guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking charges, but guilty of transportation to engage in prostitution after a nearly two-month-long federal trial. In New York City, prosecutors had accused Combs of using his celebrity status and business empire to run a criminal enterprise to sex traffic women and conceal his crimes. A panel of 12 jurors deliberated for 13 hours before acquitting Combs of three of the most serious five charges he was facing. The rapper had admitted to domestic violence, but denied any non-consensual sexual encounters or a larger racketeering scheme. Follow live coverage here. The mood in the courtroom was extremely emotional after jurors told the court they had acquitted Combs of the most serious charges of racketeering and sex trafficking. Before Combs left court, he got on his knees, put his face into his chair and appeared to be praying. He was shaking. The judge will consider whether to release Combs on bail at 1300 hours o'clock EST, 1800 hours BST. The verdict comes after jurors on Tuesday told the court that they had reached a decision on the sex trafficking and transportation to engage in prostitution charges against Combs, but they were unable to reach a verdict on the racketeering count. The jurors said they had had unpersuadable opinions on both sides about the charge, which is the most complicated of any of the counts Combs was facing and also the most severe. Racketeering conspiracy, or directing an illegal enterprise under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, is the formal name for the charge. To convict Mr. Combs on this charge, prosecutors had to prove that he used his loyal network of associates to run a criminal enterprise to commit crimes including sex trafficking, kidnapping, drugging, and obstruction of justice. In this case, that network would include his employees, who prosecutors argued played a part in setting up the freak-offs at the center of the case. Defense lawyers argued that the case cannot be considered to be racketeering if members of Mr. Combs' staff were not knowingly complicit. Prosecutors called more than 30 witnesses over the course of the seven-week trial, including Combs' ex-girlfriend, musician Cassandra Ventura, rapper Kid Cudi, several ex-employees and hotel security workers. They alleged Combs relied on a loyal inner circle of employees to coerce his partners into so-called freak-offs, in which his girlfriends would have sex with a male escort while he watched and filmed, Reuters. Combs' family leaves court on Wednesday. The government relied on testimony from Ms. Ventura, taking the stand at 8 months pregnant, who told the court Combs pressured her into the sex acts and threatened to release tapes of the freak-offs if she disobeyed him. At the center of their case was a video of the rapper beating and dragging Ms. Ventura in a Los Angeles hotel hallway in 2016, surveillance footage that security employees testified that Combs tried to pay them to delete. Combs' attorneys conceded that their client was violent toward women, but argued that his behavior was motivated by drugs and jealousy, not evidence of a larger sex trafficking and racketeering scheme. Sex trafficking and racketeering both carry a maximum sentence of life in prison. Combs is also facing dozens of civil lawsuits alleging sexual assault and violence. The Harlem-born rapper founded Bad Boy Records in 1993, a label that represented some of the biggest names in hip-hop, including Notorious B.I.G. and Usher. He went on to establish a clothing line called Sean John and a variety of other businesses including fragrances, alcohol, and even a media company. Get all the latest trial updates on the BBC Sounds Diddy on Trial podcast available wherever you get your BBC podcasts. He thought of himself as a king, the parties that led to Diddy's downfall. Sean Diddy Combs, New York City, United States Music.